I remember all of these things that are buzzing through my head and making me feel out of control. If I stop and I say, oh, my heart just needs to be with God. And so then I start thinking about God and how wonderful God is and how God takes care of us and how all things work together for good for those who love God. I hope so. I hope everybody loves God. I'm glad you do. That's fabulous. Because even if you don't love God, nothing will separate us from the love of God through Christ Jesus. Even if you think you don't like God, what? That if you spend some time with God, you'll realize that God isn't so bad. In fact, God is really, 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 really good. And I know that because God created everything, and everything was made in God's image, and God said it was good and very good. And all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And so that gives me a sense of peace and a sense of hope and a sense of joy and gratitude, and all those things will overcome any bad things that could happen to us. Like falling and tripping and hurting your leg. So, is that a good thing to remember? Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a good thing. So let's thank God for all that God does for us. Let's pray. Are you ready? Holy One, I'm so grateful for all of these little people and big people and in-between people who are here with us together. Help us to hold each other in our sadness and our joy, and help us remember all of the wonderful things that you do for us, and give us a sense of peace and joy and gratitude and hope. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son. And all God's people said, excellent. Shall we say our blessing while we go upstairs? Okay, stand up. Ready? Remember? No, we're going to go over there. We're going to go back where we were. Are you ready? One, two, three. May God be with you.
And also with you.
Let's go back upstairs. Yes.
So would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today I have a message for you called Letting Go is Holy Work. Now, all I can say is that Christ is at work this week. I mean, as you all know, this service of remembrance and lament, we had scheduled it and planned it like over a month ago to happen on this Memorial Day weekend. And this week, more horrific events happened in our country. Another mass shooting, and our country just lives in this time where school shootings and mass shootings have become commonplace. The reality is the likelihood, though, of doing a service of remembrance and lament would likely coincide with a horrific event. I mean, after all, if we classify mass shootings as gun violence events which kill or injure at least 4 people, this year, 2022, we've already had 216 of these types of events, and we're just through May. But if we only look at mass murders where four or more individuals are killed, we're already up to 11 this year. And you add this on top of the grief that we are carrying around for the last 2 years with the stinking pandemic, and it can feel like we are drowning under Niagara Falls. The water just rushing over the side, spraying up mist everywhere. It's so powerful, the heaviness of it. And there's just no way to stop that water from falling. That's how it can feel. In Psalm 30, the psalmist writes, "Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning." But God, how long is this night we are talking about? How long? I mean, we as humans, we're really, really good at making our nights very, very long, figuratively speaking, of course. We're very capable of lingering in trouble or grief, missing what was at one point, wishing things were the way they used to be, just getting stuck when things have changed, or when we lose somebody who's dear to us, or a pet, or something else. We can make our nights feel so long. I invite you to do an exercise with me. So those who are at home, you can write this on a sheet of paper. Those who are with us in worship, you can grab your purple sheet of paper. I intentionally picked a different color from your other paper so that way we wouldn't get them mixed up. And on this sheet of paper, without thinking, quickly write down the first five things that come to mind to you that describes the world as you see it. Don't just think, just write them down. Five things that would describe the world as you see it. Five things that describe the world as you see it. It could be colors, it could be descriptions, adjectives, verbs, whatever it might be. Five things that describe the world as you see it. Don't overthink it. And don't worry, you're not sharing it with anybody unless you want to. So now, look at your five things. Every comment that you've written on your piece of paper, every description of the world, tell you more about yourself than it actually does the world around you. Take a look at your list. They're clues to you on how you structure your beliefs, yourself, and even your life. So what is it, your five things that tell you about how you see yourself, or maybe the way you perceive things? Every comment you made about the world, or about another person, or about an event, about change, about life, is actually a projection of yourself. And it's a clue to our interior landscape. So what do I mean by that? So if you see the world as dark and gray, that tells you that either you're feeling that darkness or grayness, something about you on the inside, or if you write down that the world is beautiful and growing, perhaps you yourself feel beautiful and that you are growing in some way. It's a projection of yourself. Now, as Heraclitus, a Greek philosopher, once said, "Change is the only thing constant in life." We've all heard that quote before in some variety. Change is always consistent. Change is the only thing you can count on. But you know what about change? It doesn't mean that we're not allowed to grieve or to notice heaviness or darkness or whatever it might be, because we have to make room to grieve for the tears, for the anger or pain or sorrow that we're feeling. And as people of faith, we have the reassurance of joy that comes in the morning, as our psalmist states. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. That's the great thing about having faith, about believing that the darkness will not overcome the light. And the Apostle Paul, in our scripture reading today that Gina read for us, in his letter to the Romans, he gives us hope and the promise that God has not abandoned us. Not through the pandemic, not through these horrific events that keep occurring, not through the war in Ukraine, none of that. God has not abandoned us. And in fact, God is working across the past times, in the present moments, and God will be working in the future. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, Paul writes. The Spirit helps us to pray, to take action, because often we do not even know what we as people need. Or even sometimes we don't even know what to ask for. Yet we can trust the Spirit will come and intercede. Paul, in his writings, also gives us reassurance that hardships have always happened, have happened in the past, and will continue to happen. Paul reminds his audience of Jesus in his journey. Remember that guy, Jesus, that we tend to, you know, kind of follow as Christians, right? His journey wasn't all sunshine and flowers. He too suffered, had hardships, saw the darkness, but yet our God was there. Our God is there in Christ, and our God through Christ intimately knows the suffering and hardships. Now, famed theologian C.S. Lewis wrote in his book, A Grief Observed, he wrote, "I once read the sentence, I lay awake all night with a toothache, thinking about the toothache and about lying awake, that's true life. Part of every misery is, so to speak, the misery's shadow or reflection, the fact that you don't merely suffer, but have to keep on thinking about the fact that you suffer. I not only live each endless day in grief, but live each day thinking about living each day in grief," he writes. Now, what's crazy is Reverend Jenny just talked about lying awake all night in bed, and here I have C.S. Lewis quoted. That's the Spirit working, folks. But C.S. Lewis is articulating the same thing, how laying in bed, thinking about the toothache, thinking about how much pain and suffering he's in, he allows it to precipitate and create more. Lewis is pointing back to how we interpret the world. And again, if you look at your list of five things on how you view the world, it's a clue on how you can move through this world. And so, as Psalm 42 states, "Why, I ask myself, are you so depressed? Why are you so upset inside? Hope in God, because I will again give God thanks, saving my presence and my God." Now, Barbara Brown Taylor, who many of us enjoy reading her works, she's also once said that it is the faithfulness of God that makes it possible to maintain hope when so much of what we are familiar with is unraveling. Can you relate? When the old is passing away and we are not, cannot be at all clear at what the new will be. The faithfulness of God that makes it possible to maintain hope. Things have changed, unraveled, things have passed away, and the new, if we allow it, the Spirit will guide us into this newness, to be with Christ Jesus. For Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give unto you," Jesus said. "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Friends, a lot has changed over these last 2 years. There's much to mourn and missed out on, to even favorite businesses closing, or just things that used to happen or be, whether it's here at church or at home or school, they are changed and gone. In a bit, we'll have an opportunity to write, and then we will release them to God. Because in God, we can find hope. In God, we find life, sustenance, everything that we need for the future. In God, we join in with the whole creation, giving thanks for all that is good. In God, we may struggle in life. God did not promise life was going to be easy, but we will overcome it. So this day, may we remember Christ is for us and with us. May we have eyes to see what is possible when all seems impossible. May we stand up for justice when all seems oppressed. May we love without hesitation and give unconditionally. And may we have hope and joy to keep walking in the way of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. Will you join us now, rising in body or spirit, for our next song, God of the Sparrow, God of the Whale. Please be seated. So, as we've stated, the past 2 years have been challenging. And in our first church community right here in Sandwich, we lost 21 members of our congregation, not to mention our friends and family. And we as individuals have missed out or lost other things. Graduations and weddings and just time with loved ones, the way things used to be. Today we have an opportunity to reflect and to remember what we miss, what we are grieving. It could be that your favorite business or coffee shop closed. It It could be the way that something was before the pandemic, that it's just now not the same. It could be, of course, a person that you've lost over these last 2 years. So I invite you on this other white sheet of paper to write down whatever it is that you are missing or grieving from these past 2 years during the pandemic. And then, when it's time, you'll be invited, if you want to, if you feel so moved, to come up and place them in our bowls of water, and they'll be dissolved and lifted up to God. But first, we'd like to remember the people in our first church community that we lost over the last 2 years. Joanne Bachman.
Jessica Collinson.
John DaCosta.
Helene DeRuiter.
Ann Ecker.
Lois Frost.
Clyde Gill.
David Hadley.
Tom Hamill.
Bill and Betty Hansen.
Dick Hardiker.
Julia Hendy.
George Casper.
Bud Lamson.
Kevin Lineweber.
Max Mittendorf.
Beverly Moberg.
Lennart Ogren.
Aggie Rosander.
Joyce Whitehall.
And we lift these people in our hearts and prayers to God. And now, friends, I invite you, if you feel so moved, to come forward, releasing whatever it is that's weighing heavy on your hearts, whatever you miss or grieve from these last 2 years, and you can place them in either bowl. Let us pray. Friends, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. O God of truth and justice, we have released to you those whose memories we cherish and the things we wish we still had or just missed terribly. Help us to lift our eyes above how we perceive this world. Grant that we might see the world as you do. trusting in the hope for a new day. Grant too, we pray, peace for those who suffer in pain or loss as we honor the past and strive to live well in the present. May we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. And O God, when the question arises in our hearts, why? Please be the voice that we hear. And O God, when the question of where are you? Be the guidance, O God, that we need. And when the question of when comes, be the wisdom we seek. And O God, when the question of how, be the strength that we require. And when our answer is yes, O God, be the peace that we feel, the peace that is the Prince of Peace, as Jesus Christ, the one who taught us to say, says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now, friends, is a time in our service where we can reflect once again. We can reflect on how we might grow closer to God in this coming week. If one way you grow closer to God is by giving of yourself or of your resources, and by doing so to the church, there are many ways you can do so, which will be up on the screen, either online or via our donation love boxes. During this time, may you grow closer to God as we hear our wonderful youth chimers. Thank you, Abby, Rosie, Zach, and Anna. Y'all are awesome. I got to watch them rehearse a few weeks ago, and oh my goodness, you have to have rhythm. And as we know, I don't have that. Thank you all. You're beautiful. That was so great. Let us pray together. Holy God, we thank you for the many gifts of this church, for the youth and their talents, for the adults that thrive and help them grow, for the ways that we give to you, O God, in all these offerings. We pray, O God, that we might grow closer to you and your understanding of this world and make it as it is in heaven. Thank you, Creator, Christ, and Spirit One. Amen. Let us rise now, my friends, for our sending forth song, Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And now, my friends, may the God of grace and power strengthen your right arm and left arm, your right foot and left foot, and refresh your spirit, that you may run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint, roll and not be discouraged. And the blessing of the God Almighty be with you wherever you may go. Amen.